and welcome to Hear Me Out, the podcast where I speak about anything that I want, and I have guests on whatever I want. My name is Marinelles, and I am your host, and I have my friend Sadie here.
Hi, I'm Sadie.
So Sadie just got home from college not too long ago. She's a freshman at UNH, the best state school in history.
Oh, yeah.
And you got home for Thanksgiving. How was your Thanksgiving?
It was okay. It was, like, really small and low-key. There was only, like, five of us, and usually I go, like, on my mom's side, and there's, like, 50 of us, but obviously we can't do that now because COVID, which is so fun, but it was smarter to be small, so it wasn't bad. We still ate good food. The mashed potatoes were good, and that's all that matters.
Mashed potatoes are pretty good.
Mashed potatoes are my favorite.
Oh.
How was your Thanksgiving?
I worked on Thanksgiving, so I didn't really have one. I mean, is it a bad thing? Because I don't really want to support the genocide of our indigenous people. So, wasn't it, like, a super downer to me? Also, we weren't going to do anything except have my grandfather over, and according to my mom, he only stayed for an hour and then left, so...
Sounds like a great time.
Yeah, it was pretty awesome.
Oh my god.
So me and Sadie, we met through work. I mean, we went to school together, but we didn't really talk much at inside school. So when she got a job at East Hill Farm with me, we became besties for the resties.
Oh my god.
I really was intrigued by her Korean mother, and...
Beth, not Lizzie.
Yes, Beth. Her name's Lizzie.
It's not Lizzie.
And so... We just became besties.
Bonded over markers and tie-dye.
Yeah, and,
All the best.
I actually asked Sadie to go to prom with me through face paint.
Oh my god, yes! It was beautiful. My face paint corsage of a daisy. I will always remember her.
A week before prom, so that was really awesome.
I know. Well, at least it happened. This year, like, I'm so mad because last year I bought a dress for prom. The first actual prom dress I have ever purchased in my life. And we didn't even have a prom. It is still hanging on my wall.
Aww.
Just not doing anything.
Yeah, I didn't have that problem. I have the habit of buying things last minute, so...
I remember, because when I was a junior, I invited you to prom, and you bought your dress literally, like, 3 days before we went. But it was, like, so pretty, and I was so jealous, but it didn't
I forgot to mention that we are in a local coffee shop, so that's what the background is. I thought that would add a little bit of texture, a little bit of flavor to the episode. Also, just create, like, a nice environment. I'm very much a coffee shop person, and Sadie and I actually, when we started hanging out, we went to Starbucks for, like, hours and hours on end, drinking just one drink. And just being the loudest people there, so...
All the time. That's what I wrote my college essay on.
I still haven't written my college essay.
It's not... It's definitely hard to get started. Like, I wrote probably 6 different college essays, and they were all on, like, various topics. And I was lucky enough to, like, be in a class that kind of helped me with it in the summer program that I went to, but... It's a lot harder when you're trying to think of what to write and, like, actually writing it. But the second you, like, submit it and it's over, like, it's the most irrelevant thing in your life and you'll never think about your college essay ever again. So, like, I know it's really stressful right now, but I promise you it's, like, gonna be completely irrelevant to you.
There's just nothing significant about my basic white girl life that I have.
That is untrue.
Like, what do I write about? Oh, I have such a hard time being a white girl.
You don't have to talk about, like, things. You don't have to talk about, like, adversity. That's a lot of what the examples are, but really, the whole point is, like, letting them know who you are, because colleges are looking for personalities to bring to a campus.
But the only thing I do is work.
That is not true. You listen to cool music and you... You do fuse beads and you... I was just thinking of the piece one that you have hanging on your car. I don't know why that just popped into my head. And you have a cute dog, and you dress cool, and you know lots of things and lots of people, and you keep up with media, and you're very active in your community compared to the redneck white people that we go to school with. Don't sell yourself short.
Well, see, okay, so here's the thing. I wanted Sadie to write my essay. Well, okay, so I wanted her to help me, guide me in my college essay. And so I wrote one. I did write one. And I was like, this is pretty good. But it's too long for the Common App. And the only college that I'm applying to that allows you to, like, attach other, like, essays is BU. And I don't even, like, I'm not gonna go to BU. It's way too expensive.
That's true. Well, do the other colleges not have supplemental essays?
They do. No, not really.
Well, I mean, just, like, write something that you can read and it will make you... This sounds really cheesy, but, like, write something that when you read it back to yourself, you'd be like, oh, that makes me smile, that makes me happy to, like, see that I wrote that about myself. And it's not necessarily like, oh, I'm creative, I'm smart, blah, 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 blah. It's not like listing attributes, but it's like telling a story or incorporating stories that explain who you are. And if you can read it and be satisfied by that, like portraying your personality, then it'll be, you don't need, like, when I first wrote mine, I used it as kind of like a speech that I would give if I won like an Emmy or something like that. Like, you're like, oh, thank you, mom. Like, thank you to your brother, your dad, or whatever, so on and so forth. And I remember I wrote one about my grandmother and I wrote one about my brother. And what people told me were, no one wants to hear about how great of a role model this person was to you. They want to hear about you. So it's not so much.
So the one that I wrote is not good.
No, that is not true.
Because I wrote about all of my role models and how I want to be like them.
But you wrote it in a way so you can reference people and explain the traits that you really admire about them. But what you really want to do is explain how those traits apply to your life and what impacts they have on you and what they've reflected. Like, what you've reflected outwardly from those, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So it's like bouncing it back.
I had such a writer's block, and I just procrastinate so bad. So it's just like...
It is stressful.
Yeah.
I remember being really, really stressed about it. But, like, there comes a point where you fine-tune it, and you, like, just choose one of your ideas and just, like, make yourself run with it. Because if you're writing about something and you're like, oh, I could do better, or I could be doing this, or I have another idea that maybe I'll write after this, it's not going to be your best work and you're not going to be happy with it. So if you just find an idea and you're like, okay, this is it, I'm just going to write about this, and then you put all of your effort into writing that essay, and even if you don't like it, you'll know that you don't like your best work about that idea. Not that you don't like your half efforted, say a bad word. You're like not to your full
potential.
Yeah, idea that you could write.
Yeah,
I know, it's stressful. I remember I wrote a couple really dumb ones. I wrote them. I wrote one about the stickers that I had on my water bottle. Like, how much more classic white girl could you get with that one? I wrote one about, what was the other one? I think it was about something that, like, the stuff that I had in my backpack.
like something dumb like that, which you'd see in like a Cosmopolitan like magazine, is what that sounds like. It was, I didn't write it like that, but now that I say it out loud, it sounds really dumb. But I mean, the one that I wrote wasn't like professional by any means.
Okay.
Like it wasn't like a big.
Okay, and so okay, so so. She wrote hers about a coffee shop, like being in the coffee shop and everything, and I want to do that, but I don't want to steal your idea. I feel so unoriginal.
Well, it's not stealing an idea, because if you're writing about being in your coffee shop, you're writing about what you're thinking about in that coffee shop, what you're doing, where you came from that day, like what you're going to do later on, and so it's not...
This looks like a brain.
Oh my God.
Does that not look like the shape of a brain?
It kind of looks like a croissant, but I'm not seeing
so,
a brain.
So, okay, so, like, this is the brain stem here. And then
I
this
guess
is the frontal,
so.
This is the frontal cortex, and then this is the occipital lobe.
Yeah, I guess I see it when you squish in the front of it.
Okay, it was, my bagel wrapper, just so you know, just for context. It looks like a brain.
A brain covered in cream cheese? Oh my God, I had a dream about cream cheese the other day. I can't remember what it's about. I have been having the most psycho crazy dreams, like every single night.
You want to hear something?
What?
So you know Adam, the horse at the farm?
Yes.
I've been having dreams that he talks to me.
That's terrifying. Oh my God.
And we have like this special connection.
That's scary. That would freak me out.
No, like he's nice.
Oh, okay.
But also, like, okay, so he lives in my backyard,
okay.
And then...
Do you have a backyard?
Yeah.
Okay,
it's very small,
but
yeah.
I've never seen the back of your house, I guess.
Well, I've never seen the back of your house, so...
Yes, you have. You've seen it out a window. I never have been inside of your house. You've
I don't want people
the
in there.
Of my house.
Don't
you
let
definitely
people in there.
See the back of my house.
No, I have not.
There's a slide.
Only under the chicken coop.
Okay. Oh my gosh. You and
with
Alexis used to like chasing around my chickens. Those poor chickens. They all sadly passed away, and we have all new ones now.
All of them? The ones
yeah.
that we looked at the other.
They got eaten.
Oh.
Yeah. That's really sad.
Okay.
And now we have new ones.
Okay, backtrack to Adam.
Okay.
Talking to horse. Okay, so I was like, oh, Adam, let's go for a ride. So I was riding him down the street, and then he was like, he was getting a little antsy. I was like, are you nervous? He's like, yes. And I was like, okay, we'll turn around. And so I was like, oh, take a turn here, Adam. And he was like, no. I was like, what? And we went, okay, so we went to my old childhood friend's house. And but it wasn't his house. It was like a cult meeting, and they were having a ceremony, this is probably because I watched Midsommar recently, and great movie. Watch it if you have a strong stomach. They were having like an end of the life ceremony,
oh.
And so we were like braiding these ropes, and everyone was mad at me because I couldn't braid the ropes right. Like I wasn't grabbing them right from other people and everything, and they were like, stop, this is ruined. And then walks in Harry Styles.
Oh my God, legend.
He wasn't wearing a dress, but I do wish he was.
Yes.
Iconic. But he walks in. And he's like, try my G&T. And do you know what a gin and tonic is?
Yes.
Okay, so he's like, try my G&T. And I was like, okay. And I was like, wow, this is pretty good. He goes, I have a whole line. And like, he had his own G&T brand.
Oh.
Gin brand. And it was very good. Very tasty flavors. And he forced me to drink them.
Oh,
I mean, not like forced
seems...
me, but like he pressured me to do it.
Oh,
I know.
Don't do that,
I know,
kids.
I know Harry Styles would never do that to me.
No, never in a million years. An angel.
I've also heard that he's more of a vodka guy, so. But,
understandable.
Yeah, it was just very interesting. Talking horse, Harry Styles, drinking.
I mean, that
gin,
sounds like
so.
A pretty entertaining dream.
Tasted like soda too. It was like a cherry soda. One of them.
Cherry. Can't do cherry.
Do you know the Izz brand that the
Izzy's?
Yeah, the Izzy's that the school used to have.
Yeah.
Like a pomegranate. That's what it tasted like. Pomegranate flavor.
Oh my god. Okay, yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
They were good.
Yeah, I had a dream the other night. This was actually a while ago because I have them every single night, and then the second I open my eyes, I can't remember anything about them. But I had this dream that it was my birthday, and I was in this weird place with these, like, people that they were just, like, acquaintances. They were my friends. Like, I didn't really know them, but I'd, like, seen them, like, in life before. And I remember we were there for, like, a week, and we were, like, sleeping outside, and it was so cold. And then I remember the last day we were there, I was allowed to sleep inside, and I was so glad that I could sleep inside because it was warm. But then I woke up and there was this package for me, and I was like, oh, someone sent me a package, like, that's weird, because in my head I didn't realize that it was my birthday. And I opened this package and it is literally my own frozen dead body. Like,
that is terrifying.
It was absolutely terrifying. It was so scary.
What?
I don't know. Why would you dream that? I don't know.
Are you good?
I had another dream last week. And it was, we were all, like, I was in high school again, and, like, all of you guys were there, but, like, we were in high school, but at a private school that, like, looked like Camp Dakota in Richmond, and mm-hmm. we were there. And I remember I was in one of the buildings, and it was, like, graduation, I think. And Amelia Shepherd from Grey's Anatomy was there, but she was, like, the teacher from that TV show. And she was, like...
That teacher from that TV show, yeah.
And she was, like...
Yeah, definitely makes sense.
It's literally called A Teacher on Hulu. Have you seen it on TikTok?
Oh.
But it was, like, she was a teacher who was, like, having things going on with, like, a student. And I remember I was in this big building, and I was listening to her talking about it. And I was, like, what on earth am I going to do about this? Like, I need to tell somebody. But then this kid that, like, I knew a long time ago, and I barely remembered him. He's like, he, like, interrupted me thinking this, and he came over and he's like, oh my gosh, Sadie, give me a hug. And I was like, oh, okay. But instead of giving me a hug, he, like, turned around and, like, put his hands back. And, like, you know how you hold someone like a baby?
Yeah.
But it was, like, on his back, like, his hands were behind him, and he was just running in circles, like, holding me like a child on his back. And I was like, what is happening? I was, like, struggling to, like, get off. But it was one of those, like rides that they have at, like, Candyville Park, where your back is, like, pressed against the wall, and I, like, could not, like, jump off of this person who was running in circles. And then I eventually, like, he put me down because, like, some kid came over and started fighting with him about something, and I remember, like, I ran out of the building, and then Tyler was there, and his whole family was there, and they were all crying because Ren died. Like,
Ren,
his dog.
Oh.
Yeah, but they had gone to the vet because he had been diagnosed with cancer earlier that day, which is absolutely terrible, and the vet was like, don't worry, I'll keep him here, like, you can go to Tyler's girlfriend's graduation. And so they had come to watch me graduate.
And do you smell that? It smells so good.
No, it smells so gross. It smells like hot salmon.
At first it smelled good. It smelled like balsamic vinegar.
Balsamic vinegar.
Sorry, keep going.
And then they were really mad at the vet because the vet told them that they could go, and then he died while they weren't there. And it was really sad.
That is really sad. I don't know how to recover from that.
I don't know where my brain goes. I should become a movie producer and produce all of these movies.
I mean, I, you like, know, be being sent your dead body, that would be a good horror movie.
I feel like it's definitely a movie. I feel like someone's definitely made that before.
Being sent your cold dead body. No,
like, someone on psychedelics, like, just hallucinating that.
No, I don't think it's been, I mean, it could have been made, but I have not, I mean, I am, like, I've seen all the movies, you know, seen all of them, every single movie in the
ever made.
Yeah.
So. I don't like horror movies, they're scary.
I do. I watched Megan Is Missing. No, do not.
What was it about?
Okay, so it's there are going to be spoilers. Just for anyone watching, the two people that will watch, my mom and Olivia. So it's about this 14-year-old girl. She, like, one of her friends is like, "Oh, I'm talking to this boy," and they're online. It's online.
Oh,
so,
of
like,
course.
First of all, it's like the
sketch already.
And so she's like, "Okay, I'll talk to him too." And they like video chat, but his camera is broken. You know.
Convenient.
And he like makes these like plans to meet her, and she's like, "You stood me up," and he's like, "I was there," and like, you know, like the typical like stalker kind of person. And then they like actually meet up, and she goes missing. Her name's Megan.
That would make sense. The title, I see how.
And then her best friend is like, she's like videotaping this. Like, she like has like a video diary. But she's 13, so it's like a 13-year-old's video diary. She's like, "This is my stuffed animal bear," and like,
yeah,
stuff. And she is like documenting, like it's been like 3 days since Megan has gone missing, and blah blah blah. I think she's still alive, blah blah. And then the same guy kidnaps her, and then he takes her camera and like videotapes him torturing her, and it shows that in the movie, and it's really awful. And I mean, I guess I should have looked up who the director was, because it's the director of American Horror Story, and that's a pretty
dark
show. I mean, it's not as disgusting as Megan Is Missing is, and it says in the beginning that it's based off of a true story to like freak you out, but it's not. It's just like,
how are they allowed to do that?
It's like a this could happen to you kind of thing. Like, trying to,
that's
like,
dumb.
Yeah, but, like, it's gross.
Yeah, I'm not gonna watch it.
And I would prefer to watch the cliff scene in Midsommar over and over again than,
oh my God.
I mean, you've probably never seen Midsommar.
No, I don't.
The cliff
have
scene
not.
Is very awful. I'd rather watch that over and over again than ever see Megan Is Missing again, because
that's terrible.
Like, I mean, 14 is a few years younger than me, but like, I'm a small girl.
Yeah, you are very
small. I'm pretty. So kidnappable.
Oh my God.
I rent my car when I
will admit that is very
at
true.
At night. I rent my car at night.
Good girl.
With
I'm
a flashlight bad. And I have my keys in between my knuckles. Just girl things.
Just in case.
Just girly things. But also my boyfriend lives in the crappiest apartments ever.
True.
So I'm actually more worried about someone shooting me up with heroin than I am.
Oh. Yeah, that would not be good.
Well, I did find a needle there one time in the parking lot.
Awesome.
Yeah, pulled up, got out of the car. It's a needle right there. So the fire department had to come and pick it up, and yeah.
Wonderful.
And I see the crackies outside.
Oh,
I mean, I guess it's not very nice to call them crackheads, but it
well, when
literally
you're doing crack.
No, they literally are. And like, if you walk out, like, there's going to be a day where that building blows up because they're making meth or whatever inside the building.
Why does he live there?
Because it's cheap.
Oh, that would be.
And
sense.
He can't move back into his mom's house until they're finished with his apartment downstairs. And the apartment downstairs is only half done.
Oh no.
So we there for a while.
Yeah.
He was only supposed to be there until September. And it is almost December.
Yeah. Dang. Well, I feel like he'll be okay. But it's really
optimistic. It'll be okay.
It'll be okay.
It's not terrible.
Yeah.
Is it a scary place? Yes. Are there small children living in that place? Yes. Do I worry for those kids more?
Yeah.
Yes. But it's the little girl that little Sarah, she is so cute. She's like four. No, she's not even four. She's like three. And oh my gosh.
And like babies are so cute.
But her dad reminds me of Zach Powers at the farm.
Oh.
But like a little bit smarter.
Okay.
I think he's smarter. Yeah. I don't really know. I haven't had many interactions with him, but he grills for the apartment complex sometimes.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Kind of him.
He's a nice guy.
Oh my gosh. That's so funny.
Yeah. Just a quick pause while I check how long we've been recording.
Oh, I have a story to tell you.
Please tell.
Okay.
Is it podcast appropriate?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Okay.
If you need to change names or anything, you can change names as well.
Okay. You would not know who these people are, and I just want to use last names. So, yeah. So my friend, I made this friend at school, and she had downloaded Tinder.
Oh,
because
boy.
You would be surprised the number of people that I know who have Tinder at school. Like, everyone goes on Tinder dates all the time. And, like, people who are, like, perfectly nice are on it. Which normal, but, like...
You know, Billie Eilish's boyfriend? Not boyfriend. Not husband. Brother.
Oh.
Billie Eilish's brother. His girlfriend and him, they met on a dating app, and they're like, the perfect couple ever. You just have to get really lucky.
Yeah, I think you do. But she did not get lucky with this one dude. Because, oh my goodness. No, this is like one of the first times I'd hung out with her. We were just like in the dining hall. And I was like, okay, let's just mess with like a couple people. Because it'll be funny and it'll be entertaining. So let's just mess with them. And there was this one kid. And he, when I say desperate, I mean like, literally would do anything, like, to meet up with her. Like, we were telling him, like, the craziest stuff, and he was like, yeah, like, what are the odds, like, we meet up tonight? And she was like, I don't know, like, what can you do for me? And he was like, name something. And so we were just gonna say, like, really dumb, funny stuff to see what his response was. And we were like, we told him that we needed 3 ancient turtles because her grandmother needed the turtle pee for her infection because it would help heal her infection. And he was like, that sounds like a lot of money. I don't know if I can do that. He didn't even say no. He wasn't even like creeped out or anything. He just like, he thought we were completely serious. And he was like, oh, I don't really have the money for that. And then she was like, okay. Because he asked like, oh, is there anything else I could do besides that? And we looked it up, by the way, fun fact. In New Hampshire, you're not allowed to hunt with your pet ferret. I don't know why it's a law. I'm really concerned as to why that had to become a law. But we told him that he needed to bail her uncle out, who got arrested for hunting with a ferret. And he was like, I don't have that much money. Like, is there anything I can do that's, like, less expensive? This is the best part of the whole story. And we were like, you know those earwax candles that you put in your ear and they melt and they like suck the earwax out?
Yeah, they don't actually work.
Oh,
they're bad for you.
I never tried one. But we were like, we need you to send us earwax candles. Like, we need 3 of them. And he was like, okay, how expensive are they? And we're like, not that expensive. And he's like, okay, like, human, ? This kid thought we were asking for candles made out of human earwax. And he was, like, totally down. He was like, yeah, okay, I can send those to you if you want to meet up. Like, what? Why would you meet up with someone who asked you for 3 candles made out of human earwax? Like, that is just concerning. And it was so funny. And he didn't, like, throughout the whole conversation, he was like, are you messing with me? Are you messing with me? And we're like, no, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. Has anyone done that to you before? Like, that's so horrible.
Sadie, that's
which
so
is
mean.
So mean. It's so mean. But also, like, dude, we asked you for earwax candles, turtle pee, and to bail her uncle out for hunting with a ferret. Like, you gotta catch on by then, buddy. At this point, it's just a life lesson. And it was so funny because he was ready to, like, drive to her wherever she was.
The earwax.
Yeah.
Do you ever just like, kind of think, like, oh, I could sell my used Q-tips on eBay for a lot of money. Or used shoes. Did you know how much used shoes go for?
How much?
You can, really dirty shoes, people will buy for $200.
Why?
It's a fetish.
Oh, that's disgusting.
But
I mean, I would do
it. That's an easy $200.
Yeah. I have so many gross shoes.
How amazing. Like, my work shoes.
Oh,
those
yeah.
things have, like,
candle wax and butter remnants.
And like, horse
yeah.
poo. And just everything.
I mean,
also,
sounds like good money.
I kind of think that I might add my Venmo,
my Venmo
to my Instagram bio just in case, because there are so many sugar daddies that are following me.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, I would consider. You should consider. But also,
but no,
I saw this
I'm not
thing,
allowed to do that. But
I saw this thing that said sometimes people will Venmo other people like thousands of dollars and be like, "Oh my gosh, I didn't mean to Venmo you that. Will you send it back, please?" And really what they're doing is they're taking that from someone's credit card or debit card, and once you send it to someone and they send it back to you, it can't be traced. Like, it can't be traced as a stolen amount of money. So they get away with stealing money. So if you ever receive a large sum of money from someone that you don't know, like, report it to Venmo and have them deal with it, because otherwise you could be helping them steal money from someone else.
Oh no.
Yeah. I learned that on the TikTok.
Well, I guess I won't put my Venmo in my bio and get some free money. Also, you can put like your Amazon wish list in your bio,
oh.
and people will send that shit to you.
But then you have to give them your address.
Get a P.O. box.
That's true. Not a bad plan.
Yeah.
That would be nice.
I'm just gonna add have you seen those lawnmowers that lawnmow themselves? I'm gonna
like
get one of those Roomba
robots?
That lawnmowers
oh
that are $4,000.
That would be so funny. Oh my gosh, I would love to have one of those little vacuums. Actually, no, I wouldn't. Our house is too much of a mess to have one of those vacuums.
A Roomba?
Yeah. It would be nice though.
I'm a messy person.
I know. There are so many easy ways to make money, though. Oh my goodness. I was talking to my mom about this the other day. She was talking about how when she was in college, she was, like, really, really broke. Because she came from a family of 7 kids, and, like, her mom didn't want her to have a job her first year.
Bad.
And so she literally had no money. And she had talked to her mom because you can make a lot of money from donating your eggs.
Oh, yeah. Did she donate her eggs?
No, she didn't. Because she was like, oh, that's probably, like, that's just going to be weird, like, having pieces of me out in the earth, like, out in the world. And, like, that does not make any sense to me. And I was wondering what you thought about that. Like, would you do it?
Yes. No, I have. I literally have told my mom that once I turn 19... I think it's 19 to 30. You can donate your eggs. And only 8 eggs, it's $10,000. For 8 eggs.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Excuse me.
Yes.
I don't need all those.
But also, like, and then someone who, like, maybe, like, same-sex couples or people that, like, can't have babies.
Yeah,
could have babies.
Yeah, like someone who's infertile or,
yeah.
like, yeah.
I mean,
if you're infertile, you can't produce eggs.
The first one doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, same-sex, well, I mean...
We're like a female same-sex. Nope, that's even dumber. Never mind.
A male same-sex couple
yes.
could have a petri dish
yes.
baby and then...
A surrogate.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
I would do it.
I think I would do it. Because I feel like... This is, like, a kind of... It didn't bother me, but my mom's adopted. So the way that she said it was, like, oh, well, there's pieces of you out there, like your DNA. And I'm like, but it's just DNA. Like, you have a family. Like, you love each other, and you're a part of that family. You don't need to have DNA to be a family. So why
yeah,
does your
well,
DNA
she,
automatically make you?
Because she has DNA in... I don't want to be racist.
No, in Korea. Yeah. That's where she's from.
I know, I didn't, crisis. I don't know. I just get so scared.
No, it's okay.
I was listening to We Bought a House, which is a podcast. I love them. It's Billie Eilish's, Billie Eilish's, not husband, not boyfriend, but brother. And they were saying how scary the last name Schwarzenegger is to say that.
Why?
Schwartz. I don't even want to continue that.
Okay, sorry.
You will.
Okay.
Later, but it's very scary, and I very much related to that. Just like didn't want.
Yeah. There are definitely some things that it's hard to talk about.
But anyways, yes, it doesn't really. I mean, I guess it doesn't really make sense. If she has been, if she's adopted, she already has pieces of
herself. Other places that she doesn't know of. Which is, okay. But she did bring up a good point of, what if those, kids that are born, from you are treated poorly or, don't have a good family. But that's also hard to think about because it's not your fault. And it's not your kid.
But also, it's people want a kid that badly.
That's
usually
what I was
they're
saying.
A good.
Yeah, and they're financially stable enough to take care of it. Which
and I mean,
mean
it's expensive
to. Oh, incredibly.
Yeah, very expensive to use someone else's eggs and everything.
But I don't know. I thought about it. I'm still thinking about it.
No, I am set on it.
I'm not set yet,
no,
but
I am
I'm still
set
thinking
on it.
About it.
I don't care.
Yeah, I know.
So.
Oh, I had the most... I had a dream that I was pregnant, and I had the baby, and it was so morbid. I literally woke up, crying. I was so sad, because I was holding this baby, and you know how they talk about, when you have a baby, it's this automatic, you love them feeling?
You didn't love
it? I didn't. I resented it, and I wanted to love it so bad. I wanted to love it so bad, and I was trying so hard, and I was just, crying and crying and crying, because I could not, I could not make myself love this baby. And then it got eaten by a cheetah.
Oh!
And then I woke up.
Okay. They always end in really morbid ways.
It really is. I don't know why.
I think that's a note to end on. I really, really want to go eat the cookies that you made me.
Okay.
So, thank you for listening to my podcast, Hear Me Out. I'm Marin, and...
I'm Sadie.
And I'll see you next time!